Weather conditions across the Midwest today are surprisingly adverse, I guess. A lot of us were expecting some snow over the weekend, but certainly not the 16 inches plus that were reported across the region. Some areas in central Iowa reporting up to 14 inches, in northern Illinois, northern Indiana area, anywhere from 8 to 16 inches. Some locally greater amounts suspected in some of that region. We've had some blowing and drifting of snow. The temperatures are quite cold, and travel across the Midwest is just horrendous today. A lot of delays coming in and out of major metropolitan areas as well as some of the rural areas, and it will be a slow day until we dig out from the mess. Most of the temperatures across the region are quite chilly as well. Temperatures just fell out of bed behind the storm system. A lot of negative and positive single-digit readings reported all the way down into Kansas, Missouri, parts of northwestern Illinois, and a handful of locations in northeastern Indiana up into Michigan, also reporting some single digits this morning. The snow was sufficient to protect the winter crop across both the soft wheat-producing areas and also in hard red winter wheat country out there in Nebraska and Kansas. We did see temperatures drop out to around 0 degrees in northern Kansas this morning, negative single digits in Nebraska, but those areas were all snow-covered. There's no reason for concern about damage in those areas. Further to the north, though, some of the northern plains continue to be lacking snow cover. They picked up on some out there in Montana and the western Dakotas, but eastern portions of the Dakotas and parts of western Minnesota still snow-free. That's something that's been occurring frequently during the course of the winter this year. There's not going to be a flood potential in the upper parts of the Midwest, the rate they're going, and it looks like there'll be no change in the next 2 weeks across those areas. Precipitation in the Midwest will likely be somewhat restricted as we go forward through this week. I don't think we'll see another storm system, anything like the one we just had, but of course I wasn't expecting as much snow as we got with that. So we'll have to be careful and watch closely. The next storm system that's going to come across the region will actually come out of the central plains as we go from Tuesday night into Wednesday. It'll come into parts of the Midwest, mostly Wednesday going into Thursday. It'll be a very weak event, but there will be some additional snow that will fall across parts of the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest, and we'll expect to see accumulation stay relatively light, probably 1 to 3 inches for the most part. And that system could be weaker and will end up just producing a dusting to an inch or two. We'll keep a close eye on that. After that system's gone, a couple of days of dry weather and a warming trend will likely come along, but the temperatures will be fairly cold, at least through the work week. We're expecting to see high temperatures this afternoon confined in the western portions of the Midwest to the teens and 20s. The east will be somewhat similar. It might be a few 30-degree temperatures down in the southernmost parts of the region, though. As we go into the afternoon tomorrow, teens and 20s will still occur in the northern parts of the Midwest, but the lower areas will see 20s, 30s, and maybe even a few 40s taking place. Wouldn't surprise me at all to see temperatures over 50 degrees tomorrow afternoon in parts of eastern Kansas or west central Missouri. The reinforcing shot of cool air will follow that little snow event, though, from Wednesday into Thursday, and the high temperatures on Wednesday afternoon will be teens and 20s in the western Corn Belt, maybe 20s and 30s, a few 40s in the east, and then the cold air will spread into the eastern areas as we get on into Thursday afternoon, teens and 20s likely in many areas with a few 30s in the far south. Our lowest temperatures at night this week will probably bottom out as we get out on Thursday morning. Positive and negative single digits, much like those of today, will occur across a big part of the Midwest. Prior to that, we won't see temperatures much colder than single digits in teens in the north and teens and 20s in the south. Down in South America, everything seems to be very typical for this time of the year. Scattered showers and thunderstorms occur routinely in Brazil. Argentina is going to see a little bit of a drying bias for this week with temperatures above average. Some hot weather will occur in a few locations. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.